The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Each day we bring you a meditation inspired by the ancient Stoics, illustrated with stories from history, current events, and literature to help you be better at what you do. And at the beginning of the week, we try to do a deeper dive, setting a kind of stoic intention for the week, something to meditate on, something to think on, something to leave you with, to journal about, whatever it is you happen to be doing. So let's get into it. Do things that make you normal. Hadrian was the emperor of Rome, yet there he was, sitting in on Epictetus's lectures like some ordinary student. Cato was obscenely wealthy, yet there he was, walking around Rome dressed like your average peasant, just as his own great-grandfather had worked in his own fields. Cato was a towering Roman figure, yet he spent his mornings interacting with and chatting with his fellow citizens. Marcus Aurelius, even after he ascended to the throne, would treat his teacher Rusticus with the deference he had learned as a young and considerably less powerful man. Power and success are intoxicating. They stain us purple, to use Marcus Aurelius's expression, warping and changing us, puffing up our egos, which is why it's so important that we have some practices in our lives that humble us, that keep us in touch with how we used to be, and of course, how most people on the planet are. Famously, in American politics, that means doing your own grocery shopping and knowing the price of a gallon of milk, a dozen eggs, or a loaf of bread. For you, maybe that's mowing your own lawn or driving that old car. Maybe it's maintaining relationships with those people who knew you from before, who can be honest and straight with you. Maybe it's volunteering. Maybe it's deliberately avoiding some of the perks of your business, opting for a quiet night at home with your family instead of a fancy dinner dangled by your client. Maybe it's having a strong physical practice, running a marathon or training in martial arts that makes equals of everyone who attempts it. Doesn't matter what it is. You must find ways to escape that imperialization that Marcus warned against. You must do the things that remind you who you are, which is and always will be a regular person who is no better and no more special than anyone else. To me, that's what the idea of ego is the enemy is about. It's why I have it tattooed on my arm. It's why I wrote the book. It's why we have the challenge coin that I hear from so many people. I sort of carry it with them everywhere. Ego is not a flattering attribute, but it's also not a positive part of your life. It doesn't make you more successful. It doesn't make you more connected with others. It doesn't make you better at what you do. It's the opposite of that. Ego gets in there and it grinds down the gears. It messes things up. It separates you from other people. So it's just a really important reminder. You can check out some of the ones we have in the Daily Stoic store. Or of course, check out the book, Ego is the Enemy. We sell it here at the Painted Porch. You can get it anywhere books are sold. And we have signed copies at store.dailystoic.com.
Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. If you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. Check it out at dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Okay, so if you had a time machine, how far in time would you need to go back to be a dominant basketball player of that era?
I need to go to when Bob Cousy was playing.
Back in the plumber days?
27-year-old Shea would give Bob Cousy the f***ing business. He's not guarding me.
Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano, and we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the best.
Each week, Shay and I are combing through all of the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling ones, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Six Trophies ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.